This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, Daryl and Hanifu tonight on The Pulse. We've talked about a bunch of things today. At the top of the hour, we talked about a new physical magazine.
Yeah, that Junglee's Digest decided to start embarking on this physical project where they decided to, I guess, start publishing physical magazines after having an online presence for quite a while.
That's right. Also, before the break, we had a chat with Mega Music's Tommy Protomo on their new initiative to revive Dandut music. Now, we've come on to a segment that we like to call By the way, the outgoing leader of the free world, Donald Trump, making way for President-elect Joe Biden, has been the talk of the town, talk of the globe, talk of the universe over the course of this week. And recent news, one of his last acts as president is granting clemency to numerous people, accounts for almost 150 people, all individuals mostly swept up in corruption or lying charges, which includes his one-time political strategist, a former top fundraiser, but also rapper Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne, a staunch supporter of the Make America Great Again movement, pleaded guilty to illegal gun possession last year in December and was facing up to 10 years in federal prison as he awaited his sentencing later this month. This marks, of course, another example of Trump rewarding someone he perceives as loyal. Trump, over the course of his tenure, was largely shunned by Hollywood and has relished praise from celebrities and is rewarding the rapper for his loyalty. Of course, if you look at it at another side of the coin, Trump is using the Lil Wayne's pardon as a smokescreen for his other political pardons. But then again, that's conspiracy. This, of course, is keeping up with the long-standing presidential tradition of exercising clemency powers at the last minute.
By the way, legendary rock star Van Morrison is planning a legal challenge against Northern Ireland's live music ban. He has been a vocal critic of UK's lockdown policies, rallying against what he thinks is pseudoscience, not to mention releasing a series of anti-lockdown songs, including one that's aptly titled No More Lockdown in last October. He's been reported to have submitted paperwork to the Irish courts, arguing that the country's blanket ban on all live music is unsustainable and that it's not based on credible scientific evidence. Specifically, his lawyers have filed a pre-action protocol letter with the Department of Health challenging the blanket ban on live music and giving them 21 days to respond. According to reports, a representative told Rolling Stone that if they don't respond after that time period, Van Morrison's rep will issue proceedings immediately to the High Court. I understand where he's coming from, especially after we've spoken to a lot of people in the industry that's suffering the same fate, but I'm not sure about the scientific evidence part. I don't think that he should be, I guess, downplaying that.
Also, by the way, Spotify's multi-million dollar bet on podcasting might not be working out, as reports from analysts from US bank Citi wrote in a note to clients. And of course, Hanif, we've covered on the program how the streaming platform has invested heavily and aggressively into podcasts at the height of the lockdown last year. The biggest move must have been buying Joe Rogan's podcast for $100 million. Just as a bit of history, Spotify started its venture into podcasting in early 2019, acquiring podcast companies like Gimlet, Anchor, Parcast. The idea was that by bringing exclusive content to the app, the company could strengthen its advertising business as well as bring in premium subscribers. Analysts, however, today are looking for the company to show that the investments were worth it. And I quote, "To date, we've not seen a material positive inflection in app downloads or premium subscriptions. If we were to see a material positive inflection in app downloads or premium subs, we will alter our view," they added. But our fear is that podcasting doesn't pave the way for Spotify to shift away from the music label dependence. The Wall Street might reassess the underlying value of the business, and that'll be bad for Spotify's multiple and equity value. Is this a curtain call for Spotify's podcasting ventures? Should they stick to music streaming only? Only time will tell.
Very interesting. By the way, football's governing body, FIFA, has launched FIFA Sound, a new entertainment strategy that connects football and music fans with the involvement of players and artists.
Nice.
Yeah, this initiative has kicked off with a podcast called Play On in collaboration with Universal Music Group for Brands. The show will be hosted by Liam Payne, an artist with Universal Music Group, together with sports broadcaster JD Dyer. In each episode, a footballer will be paired up with an award-winning musician, and the footballer will be talking about the transformative moments from their careers on and off the pitch through the songs that have provided a soundtrack to their lives. Among the names that have been announced for the first few episodes include Ivan Rakitic and Morad, Carly Lloyd and Rachel Platten, and Asisat Oshawala and Tiwa Savage. The podcast started last week and you can check it out on Spotify. Music has always been synonymous with football via Anthem and how footballers are generally influenced by music, so it's not a surprise that this collaboration has finally happened.
Not a surprise, and I'm thoroughly happy for this marriage of football and of football and music.
Any footballers you're looking forward to listening to?
Ivan Rakitic one looks pretty exciting. Carly Lloyd, of course, a US female footballer as well. I don't know. I have to look at the list first. Maybe they build out a repertoire, then I slowly pick my favorite players from there.
Right, yeah.
That was our By The Way segment this week. We're about to head out of here, but first up, we have a new tune. This one comes from Paul Jacobs.
Yeah, here's a track from The Drummer of Pottery, a band from Montreal. This is Paul Jacobs with Half Rich Loner. You're tuned into The Pulse, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.